Petersburg's city council asked for public input on the city's list of capital project needs and heard from more than a half dozen members of the local commercial fishing industry about the importance of a vehicle-accessible dock on the waterfront for unloading and loading vessels. Wendell Gilbert, an owner of Tonka Seafood, said the drive-down dock would help his business.
It would, you know, help us a lot to have other abilities to go get the fish right off the boat without having to go through waiting for the hoist to be free and then having to call the harbor master and get him to turn the thing on and then have to call him again to shut it off. And so we don't really need a lot of hoist space, but we sure could use something like that. And our fishermen are the same way. They have a lot of equipment and a lot of supplies that need to go down to the boat. And if there's no hoist available, that's it. And you do a lot of weeding.
The city has a schematic design to build a new drive-down dock in South Harbor behind the community cold storage. Estimates for a larger project that could accommodate visiting cruise ships range from $12 million to $19 million. However, local officials say they may be able to build a scaled-down facility for less than that. Petersburg has $3.4 million from the state's cruise ship head tax that could be used for the project. The city's draft list this fall had the drive-down dock 12th in line for funding. It's been as high as number 5, and fishermen urged the council to move it up in line. Gary Slavin said the dock would help local boat owners have work done.
If we had that drive-down dock over there, the thing I see is that you'd have craftsmen that could come to town that weren't beholden to either Petersburg Shipwrights or any of the other businesses here. They could be on their own. And we've got a bunch of them here now, and I'd like to be able to pull my boat in there and have them come down and go right to work on it and not pay them to walk up and down the dock and pack tools up and down the dock.
Slavin and other local boat owners have been getting repair and maintenance work done in Wrangell using that community's marine haul-out facilities and covered workspaces. Fishermen have urged Petersburg to pursue its own marine services yard in addition to a drive-down dock. Depending on the size and capacity of a vessel haul-out yard, that project could have a price tag of up to $13 million. However, John Mergus reminded the city council that the marine service facility could be done in stages.
We should always keep a large capacity marine travel lift as a goal for us in a 200-300 ton range. But we have to realize that, you know, we've got to play that political game. And I think you'll get a much better facility, marine service facility here, much more quickly if you do it in a stage process and follow the recommendation by the Petersburg Economic Development Council on how to proceed with that.
The PEDC has studied vessel haul-out options in town and has recommended a scaled-down plan for improvements on the city's land in Scow Bay, including a washdown pad and covered workspace. Other public input focused on completion of a new library building. That project is estimated to cost $6.7 million. The city received a state grant for about half that amount this year and is also seeking private grant funding from the Rasmussen Foundation. School librarian Mary Ellen Anderson urged the council to keep the library high on the priority list.
And I would really love to get the library out of the way of all of these other projects because they're great and they're highly needed. They really are. And we're so close that I would like to urge us to just keep pushing because we're really this close. And if we don't get that funding from Rasmussen, we're going to be like way back, and then we're still going to keep showing up like white on rice at these meetings, and we'd love to stop. So anyway, if we could just see it through, that would be wonderful. And then we're out of the way for all the other projects.
Meanwhile, commercial fisherman and former Public Safety Board member Andy Knight said the city needed to fix the sinking floor and separating walls of the Petersburg Police Station.
The building is sinking into the flipping mud. No, I may be wrong. It's been a long time since I took 8th grade social studies or 8th grade civics. But I do believe that a civil government's job, number one, is the public safety. And that building is coming apart.
Knight wanted that project moved up to number one on the list. The police station has no plan developed yet or reliable cost estimate for improvements, although council members have discussed using the fire hall space once the new fire building is completed in 2011. The city will likely seek money to do design work before going after grant money to cover the actual renovations. Meanwhile, another piece of failing city infrastructure, the floats in the North Harbor, remain atop the priority list. City Councilor Dan Hickman said that project is still important.
One of the reasons I've suggested North Harbor replacement as number one is because it's going to float down the Narrows on its own if we don't. If that was not the case, it would be a Marine Service facility, as far as I'm concerned, to get maximum economic benefit. Drive down dock, very important. I can appreciate new libraries, very important. But if there's, again, if we continue to lose the commerce and the people, it's all pie in the sky.
Other projects were bumped down the priority list. One example was improvement of the waterline access road that runs behind the airport to Scow Bay. Councillor Rick Braun did not see that as a high priority.
My feeling is it's not that necessary, and if we do build it, we're going to have to plow it and maintain it, and the state's not going to do that for us. That's going to be our road. So I think definitely... move the bypass road way down the list.
Councillors like the idea about doing some of the more expensive projects in phases. Councilmember Mark Jensen said that would be a good approach for funding the drive-down dock and the vessel haul-out and wash-down. He agreed those projects should be high up on Petersburg's list.
So maybe if we could put the commercial drive-down right up under the marine facility or above it, and figure out a list of how we want to phase these projects and go and ask for the money in that manner. I mean, the only reason we got any money the years that we got money for the commercial drive down was tourism money. That's all that was available, and we were lucky we got that.
The final list has North Harbor at number one, a new library at number two, followed by a marine services facility and a commercial drive down dock. A new roof for Mountain View Manor's elderly housing building comes in at number 5, and design money for the police station reconstruction is at number 6. The council voted 6-0 to approve the entire capital project list, with Nancy Strand not at the meeting. The capital project list will be sent on to Petersburg's lobbyists in Washington, D.C. and in Juneau. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.